It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hello and welcome to the Money Nerds Podcast, where owning a calculator, budgeting your money, and having a net worth is actually cool. I'm your host, Whitney Hansen, and each week I'll be chatting with inspiring people to learn their secrets to financial success. Now let's dive into the show.
Hey, Money Nerds, I love a good side hustle. I don't think there's any surprise there, but I think it's so interesting to see what people are doing to make a little extra cash, to reach their financial goals, learn new skills, or just have more fun outside of their normal job. And that's why I was so excited to chat with today's guest, Kimiko Love Dempsey. And you might recall Kimiko was on the podcast a little bit ago where she talked about growing the budget mom and her financial journey to starting that business. If you aren't familiar with Kimiko, let me give you a little background on who she is. She is an accredited financial counselor, business owner, and entrepreneur. She's the creator of the Budget Mom, a community of millions of women on a path to financial fulfillment, and Pine Manor Naturals, creating natural soaps and skincare inspired by her garden. Today, I wanted to dive into all of the logistics behind what it actually takes to start a soap making business. What is the process? What are some of the learning curves? What are the costs? And how do you price something like soap? It's such a fun conversation. The other part that we dive into with this too is balancing being a new mom, running the Budget Mom, and creating skincare products as well. This is fascinating to me when I see people that are wearing multiple hats and doing it really well and enjoying it. I think it's something that we can all take notes from. We also talk about building community through purposeful storytelling. I think this is really interesting. Miko does not spend any money on marketing for the Budget Mom or Pine Manor Naturals, and I think it's very fascinating. We also talk about a very tragic situation where she lost her mom in 2023 unexpectedly, and how she used that pain to really fuel the business and to do some really good with such a crappy situation. And I really admire the way that she's approached that. We talk about how she funded Pine Manor Naturals and some of her philosophies on business debt, her first $15,000 month at Pine Manor Naturals, and how she creates a branding experience that is fun and intentional and makes people feel very valued and appreciated. I am so excited for this episode. I think you guys are going to love it too. If you've ever been curious about behind the scenes of starting up a new business and what that might look like, this is the episode to listen to because it gives you so many good details on what this realistically looks like from someone who's very much in the trenches going through this process currently. So with that being said, let's go ahead and turn the mic over to my friend, Kimiko Love Dempsey. Miko, thank you so much for coming back on the podcast. Welcome back. I am so excited that you're here again.
I am excited. I'm excited to be here. Thank you.
You have been, okay, so last time you were on the show, we talked a lot about the Budget Mom and your journey to paying off debt. And now you have you're still doing that and you're still very active with the Budget Mom, but you've taken on a new endeavor of soap making. Can you tell us a little bit about how this came about and what you're up to now?
Yeah, I think my passion for natural products and skincare happened after I had my first son. I don't know what happened, but I went from having clear skin to having daily breakouts. And it was so frustrating because I didn't know why I had made this drastic change in my skin. And it was really frustrating because I was trying to, I would get super bad breakouts around my chin obviously, I didn't know this at the time. It was hormones, right? All these things after having a kid, your skin changes. So that was my first kind of interest in this world of skincare. And then, you know, I finally said one day, I just sat down like, I think I was grocery shopping or something. I'm trying to find a new natural lotion for my face. And I just got really mad because everything that said natural, I'd flip it around and look at the ingredients. And the first thing I would see was fragrance. I'm like, okay, if I see mica or fragrance, I know it's not natural. And so I was getting really frustrated. And I went home like, gosh, how hard can this be? How do you make soap? I literally Googled, how do you make soap? What's in soap? And it's literally like three ingredients. It's butters, oils, and lye. I'm like, oh, okay. I didn't know that. Well, how hard can it be? And I started researching and I started doing small test batches. And for about a year and a half, I got pretty good at it. I was constantly making our skincare products from home for my family, sometimes give it away to friends. And that's how I really got into skincare. Now, Pine Manor Naturals is the product of one of the hardest and most devastating events of my life. My mom passed in April, and the week before she passed away, very suddenly, very unexpectedly, she came over to the house. She's like, show me what you have going out in your garden shed. So I brought her out there, and I had, you know, three or four batches of soap going, and I was starting to play around with botanicals, you know, things from around my garden. Mm-hmm. And I remember her voice. She just looked up and she said, oh my gosh, like you need to be sharing this with people. Like, why aren't you sharing this? Like, why aren't you sharing this with people? And I said, no, mom, you know, I have a really successful business with the Budget Mom. I don't want anything else. And mm-hmm. She kind of left it at that. And that week she passed. And when you're grieving and something like that happens to you so unexpectedly, and you have all these feelings, just unimaginable pain, you try to start to fill your time with things so you don't have to feel it. And yeah. That was me. You know, I lost my mom when I was 29 weeks pregnant. And so my pregnancy kind of kept me busy, my mind occupied, but I needed to do something. And I was just desperately trying to find something to bring me closer to my mom, even though she was gone. And so I went out to the garden shed. I'm looking around, and all I can hear every time I step into my garden shed is my mom's voice, like, to be sharing this with people, you know?
Yeah.
And then about 5 days after, I released my website to the world in honor of my mom and what she was cheering on for me. My mom has always been my biggest believer, my biggest supporter. And even though she's not here in person, like, I still feel her. I still feel her, like, cheering me on. And, like, when I'm out in the garden shed, like, I'll talk to her, you know?
That's
like,
so sweet.
Like, you know, look, mom, like, check this out. I'm doing it, you know? And there's things that I do for her that I'm like, I'm doing this for you. So that's how Pine Manor Naturals came about. It was a blessing for something that was very devastating and sad
for
in my life.
Oh, my gosh. I know. I apologize for tearing up, too. I just, like... It's like, I've seen your journey, and I love how much soul you put into all of your businesses, not just like the Budget Mom, like it, you can feel it. You really can. And so I've been really following along with Pine Manor, and I just think it's so beautiful. And it's such a cool tribute to your mom and to just try something new. And so I've got to know, like, how was the learning curve? Like, learning how to make soaps? Like, was this like a year journey? Was it a few months? Like, how did you figure all this out?
It was a couple years. A couple years from thinking to myself, I want to make this because I can't find things at the store that I want to use, to what I'm doing today. And mm-hmm. I'm still learning. Oh my gosh. I feel like I'm just like in beginner mode still, even after two years. And I have this notebook that's literally 12 inches thick of every single test batch I've ever made since wanting to start this.
That's amazing.
It is, because I'm not a chemist, okay? Right. I don't like chemistry, but soap is chemistry. Hmm. You have to understand how different things react so you can troubleshoot the problems that come up in your batches. You can't just leave it and say, oh, well, that didn't go right.
Hmm.
No, you are dumping product and money and time into each one of these batches. And if they aren't churning out, you have to figure out why. And most of the time it's chemicals. It's a chemical reaction that something you put in there caused it, right? So to this day, like just the other day, I did a 5-pound batch of soap and I put in an essential oil that I didn't know caused fast seizing of my soap. And all of a sudden it turned into a brick of soap before I could even get it into the mold. So I'm still, and you know, I went researching of all the ingredients that I put in there. Why did this happen?
Yeah.
So it still happens to me. I mean, I'm still learning, but I think I feel like I have a pretty good grasp of the basics.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's very apparent that you do because your Instagram is, it's so interesting to just watch and follow along. And I've got to know too, like when you're creating a new recipe and you're creating, like you're foraging this stuff from your property for the most part. Is that still true?
Yeah. I mean, what I do is the first time I ever used anything from my garden, I pulled out some purple carrots from my garden. I'm like, gosh, these are pretty. And carrots was the first thing I added to my soap. I pureed some carrots and it gave it this beautiful orange color. Even though the carrots were purple, it turned out orange. And I thought, well, this is kind of cool. And so now, yeah, I use basil, rosemary, pine needles. I have so many flowers that I utilize. A lot of my soaps are botanical soaps, roses, daisies, calendula, all that I get from my garden. Now, all the big things that make up soap, olive oil, coconut oil, butters, sodium hydroxide, lye. Those things, obviously, I can't get from my property, but the additives that I like to add in, I try to get as much as I can from my garden or my property.
That is, I think it makes it so much more personal too, which is really fun to watch. So when you started this business, like, let's back up a little bit. Tell us a little bit about your philosophies when it comes to financing a business or even like a side hustle. Like, I know you've been very vocal about the way you've done this. So can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So I don't do things like a lot of normal startups. You know, a lot of normal startups, they go out there, they get funding, right? Yeah. And I don't believe in using business debt. Whether it's right or wrong, I don't know. But it's my philosophy. I believe business debt is the number one killer of small businesses because what happens? We go into wanting to create a business for ourselves, whatever it may be. And we go into debt to start that business. And then our business doesn't make the income or revenue that we need to pay off the debt. And so what happens? We have to shut the doors. Mm-hmm. I never want to put myself in a position where I have to shut the doors of what I'm doing because my businesses aren't just there to make money. And I hope we can talk a little bit more about that in this podcast. My businesses are there because a passion exists. And so I never want to shut my doors because of debt that's hanging over my head and my passion of what I'm doing. And so anytime I start or I know I want to start a passion, now both of these things started out more as passions and hobbies that turned into businesses that I wasn't expecting it obviously to go this far. But every time I have this little idea in my head that possibly this could be something, I always make sure first things first, I need to know how much I need to spend on getting started. And then I save. Because the truth is about starting a small business or side hustle. Now, side hustle, you can go already work for an already established company. I'm talking about a business that you're starting yourself. You're going to have to use your personal income to get started. I did with the Budget Mom. And I did with Pine Manor Naturals. Now, I will admit, Pine Manor Naturals was different because I already had an established, successful business that I could use the income to get started. I didn't have to, say, dip into like my W-2 paycheck like most people would. Now, when I started the Budget Mom, I was dipping into my personal paycheck
for
my work, right?
Yep.
But I had to allocate, okay, I have $100 to use towards this passion. You have to be aware of the discretionary income you have to use from your personal funds to start. So that's my kind of philosophy. No business debt. And you have to know what's going on with your personal finances and your budget and your spending and your leftover income so you know how much you can comfortably afford to start with this passion.
Yeah. I love that you say this too, because I mean, we're definitely talking about Pine Manor Naturals right now, but to give people context, like the Budget Mom is a very cash intensive business. Like you have to buy a ton of workbooks. You have to like your supplies, you have warehouses. Like we're not talking about a coaching business like I run where my overhead is so low. Like you've got some major overhead with that. So to be able to do that, it's impressive.
Yeah. So for example, with the Budget Mom, we're writing $1.8 million checks. So when we do a production run, they're not small scale because here's the thing, the more product you can make, the cheaper you can offer it to your customers, right? We're talking about your margin here. And so, you know, if I can get my workbooks down to $5 a workbook, I can lower that cost, which I want to do. Because look at my community for the Budget Mom, who these people are, right? Mm-hmm. They're people living on a budget. And so anywhere I can keep those costs down. So yeah, we have really big expenses that we're paying for in cash. And sometimes I get really weird. Like for instance, example, we are just moving into a new warehouse. In fact, we're doing it in 15 days.
Yay!
And to lease a new warehouse, you know, they have to pull your credit for your business. They have to have your balance sheets for the life. You know, they have to do all those things. And one of the weirdest things that I noticed on the lease application that they asked me was they needed 5 credit references.
Oh, that's tough for you.
Like debt references.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so I reached out to the leasing officer. I said, well, we don't use debt. I don't have any credit references. And they said, you should have something out there. No, I really don't. He goes, well, there's not one business that doesn't utilize debt. And I'm like raising my hand.
Hey,
like, that's me.
You know? Sorry. So
sometimes, and obviously everything went through, but he goes, you just don't see that. And I get that. I understand that we do things, the Budget Mom and Pine Manor Naturals a little bit differently, but it's worked for me. Mm-hmm. The reason being is I learned all the financial habits and tools and lessons from crawling my way out of debt with my personal finances.
Yep.
And so those lessons that I learned from my personal finance journey, I have now incorporated into my business structures because it worked.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we do things and how I do things for my small businesses.
I love it. It's smart. It reduces your risk and it makes you I have a theory that when you don't have a lot of money to invest in like a new startup, I actually think that's your advantage. I think it makes you more creative. But let's talk about Pine Manor Naturals. Like how much startup costs like did you actually have to save for?
So I first started just spending $200 a month. That was enough to get like my olive oils, my coconut oils, the basic ingredients, right? The ingredients that you need to make soap, no additives, no coconut milk, no goat milk, no botanicals, no clays, no algaes, no nothing. It was just your basics. Like, okay, can I make this soap with just the basics and have it turn out good? That's what I started with. And $200 was a number in my head that I felt comfortable putting towards this hobby, this passion, this possible side business. As time went on, here's another thing I did with Pine Manor Naturals. For a long time, and don't get me wrong, I love being the Budget Mom. I'm extremely proud of what I've accomplished with the Budget Mom.
Mm-hmm.
I am so very blessed for the community that I have and that I have built. But for a long time, as my business as the Budget Mom has grown, I've lost my identity, my personal identity.
Totally.
I didn't separate Kamiko Love from the Budget Mom.
Hmm.
And one of the things when I started Pine Manor Naturals, because it was so important to me, because it was such a dedication to my mom, I said to myself, look, can I make money off of Pine Manor Naturals without my community that I built for the Budget Mom? Can I do it not as the Budget Mom, but as Kamiko Love without anything that I've built over here? And I remember calling my assistant Ryan when I hit my first $1,000. Now, at this time, I didn't let anyone, in fact, I didn't show my face on Pine Manor Naturals. I didn't put it anywhere on display on socials that I was the owner and creator, nothing. Mm-hmm. I was just kind of, all you saw in the videos were my hands. And I was really hoping my tattoos wouldn't give it away, right? Because sometimes they yes. show in the video and people are clever like that, you know?
Oh, yeah, they are.
And so, but I did it. I hit the first $1,000 as so Kamiko cool. Love, not as the budget mom, right?
Yeah.
And so $200 is where I started. Now, as I got better and more interested, it was like, okay, like you said, the people who don't have the money to really spend a lot, right? You find ways to get creative. That was me. Mm-hmm. I'm like looking around my property. Okay, what can I use? First thing I made, like I said, was the carrot soap, but then it was mm-hmm. like, oh, I'm surrounded by pine trees. Like, oh, I have all these pine needles. And then I started making my pine soap and, you know, and all these things. So I was able to keep the costs low. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, as I progress and as I've gotten more interested in more creative outlets for my soap and additives, it's gotten more expensive. Also, keep in mind, the soap business is one of those businesses where you can kind of control your expenses as far as I'm an all natural soap business, meaning 100% natural. No micas, no fragrances, no parabens, no sulfates, no nothing. Cruelty free, mm-hmm. palm free, natural skincare. But if you did, and like I'm not saying there's anything wrong with people that love using fragrances and micas and going that route, but they are cheaper. They are cheaper to buy in bulk because the natural things in soap making tend to be more expensive.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I could have spent less if I went a different route, but I didn't want to sacrifice my values of what I wanted in my skincare because it's what I use for myself.
So it goes back to your passion and your personal values.
Right.
When you were starting to do that, so like controlling your costs, I understand for a soap business is super key. I'm kind of curious, like how did you go about knowing what to price this at? Like how much margin to bake in? Like it seems kind of like a tricky thing.
Yeah. Let me tell you, I'm going to be very, very honest here. There was a period of time where I didn't even pay attention. I would order a 5-gallon bucket of coconut oil. It would be like $166. I'm like, oh, I didn't even pay attention to like how much soap can I get out of this 5-gallon bucket? Right. I didn't even like, it was just buy the ingredients that I need to make the soap that I want.
Sure.
But as I went on and I started selling online, I knew I had to price where obviously I'm making a profit. I don't want to lose money doing this or put my family in a position where I have, like I said, have to go into debt for this. So I had to figure out, it is extremely, extremely hard to price soap because you have to think about all the liquid and bulk ingredient you put in there. Like, okay, you put, you know, 28 ounces of olive oil in your soap. Right. Well, how much is that 28 ounces of olive oil? You know,
and
then you have 20 other ingredients that you stick in there. And so a lot of my time was spent, I would buy a 5-gallon bucket of coconut oil and I track it. I bought it on this date. Mm-hmm. And every single time I used coconut oil out of that bucket, I would write how many soap bars I could create from it. Don't get me wrong. I am still not 100% perfect with my cost per bar. Mm-hmm. Now I'm a little bit better when it comes to my other skincare. Like I don't just do soap. I do body scrubs. I do lip balms. Lip balms are a little hard too, because you're, like I said, you're dumping in like 2 tablespoons of this and 1 tablespoon of that, you know?
Yeah.
But like my body scrub, it's a little bit easier because I'm like, oh, okay, I bought a 20 pound bucket of brown sugar. How many jars of this can I get from that? And you start, but like I said, I had to start an Excel spreadsheet for all of my inventory. That's another thing. Inventory, your overhead is another big thing. You can't, in the beginning, I was just buying things from different places, like where I could find it.
Sure.
I wasn't really paying attention, but like I said, as I started selling it more and more to the masses, I'm like, and so learning how to take proper count of my inventory, taking that skill I learned from the Budget Mom and placing it with the Pine Manor Naturals. Cause I had to do the same thing with the Budget Mom. You have to keep track of your inventory.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
Hmm. When you're, so I like your idea of like tracking, like purchase here, here's how much, like this is how many bars I get. That I can imagine just takes a little bit of time to learn. Oh my gosh. I can only imagine.
And it takes time to do.
True.
I mean, I know we all like to think like, even though I love what I do, I love making soap because I feel close to my mom. I'm a very creative person. I love that creative outlet I have. Mm-hmm. It gives me something where I can get away from being a mom and time for myself, right?
Yeah.
But I must admit, it's not all pretty and rainbows. It's not everything that you see on Instagram with these beautiful batters and these beautiful flowers and all these things. A lot of time it's me sitting behind a computer, typing in my spreadsheet, my inventory, my costs, right?
Yeah.
It's the boring crap that makes a business work that nobody shows.
It's so true. I like that you mentioned that too, because the other side of that is marketing and sales. So how do you sell your product? Like what's your platform? Like what do you do? How do people purchase?
I have a very big thing when it comes to marketing. Now with the Budget Mom, we don't do sponsorships, partnerships. We don't do affiliates. We don't pay for a single cent in Facebook ads or any marketing at all. We don't even have a marketing budget.
Which is incredible, by the way.
Here's why. I believe the one form of marketing that will truly make a brand successful is organic.
Mm-hmm.
It's word of mouth. It's people being so hyped up about what you are giving that they can't help but talk about that. Now, how do you get there? Here is my best piece of advice when it comes to marketing. You have to stop selling to customers and clients. You have to start selling to human beings. That's it. I market. I don't think to myself, how many customers can I get? I think, how many human beings can I help? Because what people are going to pay for is not your product. They're going to pay for the value that you provide in their life, period.
Mm-hmm.
Once we can get over marketing for strictly selling product and we can start storytelling to truly help the people that we want to, then I feel like something happens. There's a shift in the community that you built because you no longer have clients and customers. You now have a community of loyal supporters because you're providing value. That's at the end of the day, that's what we pay for.
It's so true. And we pay premiums for that too, usually.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that's my number one thing. I do it with the Budget Mom and I do it with Pine Manor Naturals. I've already gotten, we're almost at 8,000 followers on Pine Manor Naturals. I mean, we're at over 700,000 for the Budget Mom.
It's crazy.
But, you know, the big thing with that, I feel like, is people saying, oh my gosh, like for Pine Manor Naturals, I've gotten so many messages. My friend referred me because your soap solved their acne or helped with their acne, you know, or I had one girlfriend who told a friend about it and she messaged me. She goes, your soap reminds me of my grandma. She passed a couple months ago, but I smell it in my shower. And I told my friend about it, you know? And so it's those types of marketing that I want. I don't want the ad floating around on Facebook. I want the personal kind of connection with the people that I am out there, you know, with my products.
If you are a garden lover, you've got to listen up.
Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the U.S. with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the U.S.? They have everything you could possibly want, from fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. I ordered a couple plants. I know I've talked about them a few times on this podcast. I have some peaches and cream, honeysuckle vines, and an English ivy vine for the flower pot, and they are coming along so well. If you haven't been following along on Instagram, you're going to see them being planted, and I think it'll take a couple of years before they really get to the level that I want, where they drape over the flower pot, but they are so cool. Now, here's the cool thing too. This spring, they have the best deals online with up to half off select plants and other deals, and listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using code MONEYNERDS at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using code MONEYNERDS at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code MONEYNERDS. Offers valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Okay, hear me out. Before NerdWallet, I'd pay for vacations with whatever was in my wallet. So for me, this was my debit card. But what I realized is that I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. And now I've got a card with more miles and more upgrades, and I truly love it. Right now, I'm not doing too much traveling, but I am collecting all of those points so that I can hopefully take a really sweet vacation in the very near future. But I gotta know, what could future you do with more travel rewards? Would you do a hotel upgrade? Would you do lounge access? Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. With all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms do apply.
How do you bake in storytelling into your content for like a product business? So like with Pine Manor Naturals, like what are some like very tangible things that you do to like storytell and to build that community there?
So when it comes to starting a side business, I don't know if this is true. It's been true for me, but you have to have passion for what you're doing. You can't start something just with the sole purpose of making money. If you do, I don't think it's sustainable.
I don't either.
So how do we get storytelling in a way in our marketing and what we're doing in a way to get people to connect with what we're selling? You have to have passion.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have purpose in what you're doing. 99.9% of the time when I am talking about a product, when I'm going on and doing a live on social media, when I am quote unquote marketing my products, it comes from a place of purpose. There's a reason why, like, for instance, when I talk about Pine Manor Naturals, one of the way I do storytelling is telling people the truth about my skin. People are like, oh my gosh, you have such perfect glowing skin. Well, it wasn't always like that. Mm-hmm. I had to go on a journey to find out what works for me. And for my skin, natural products worked. It's why I'm so passionate about it. You know, storytelling, mm-hmm. connecting why I started Pine Manor Naturals, telling people about my mom,
mm-hmm.
and what she represented and the things that she believed in, her values of kindness, right? I linked my mom in everything that I do. My mom is on all the thank you cards that go out in every single order. My mom's face is on the back of every single Shirley bar. My Shirley bar is my signature bar for Pine Manor Naturals, completely dedicated and created for my mom. She's in every little thing that I do.
Mm-hmm.
Storytelling doesn't have to be fake and it doesn't have to be hard. If you're passionate about what you're doing, you have to be able to open up and be a little bit personal,
yeah,
with your, you know, your community. And you have to be vulnerable. There are times where I get on Pine Manor and I'm bawling because I'm talking about my mom.
Girl.
You know, I'm talking about my mom.
Yeah.
But that's what connects you to the person on the other side of the screen, because they can see that you're human. You're not just some company mm-hmm. on the other. You are human. They can relate to you. Mm-hmm. So storytelling comes from passion, and that passion comes from a dedicated personal purpose that you have with that business.
Mm. I think that's everything too. And I do appreciate, what's the scent of the Shirley bar? Remind me.
It's rose and lavender. My mom's two favorite scents. I remember for Christmas, she would always say she loved to get candles, and every year she would remind me, don't get me vanilla. Don't get me vanilla. Like, she hated fruity, like food scents, like the vanilla, the spices. She loved, it was always like, get me something, you know, rose, lavender. So when I created it, I'm like, this is perfect. Rose and lavender, two scents that go together, two of my mom's favorite scents. And I swear every single time I see it or I use it, I have it in my shower just to have that blessing of being reminded of my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Totally worth it.
Oh, for sure. Well, and I love too that you almost like gave yourself permission to lean into something that was so devastating, you know, but it's like you turned it into a beautiful memory. Is the Shirley bar, is that like one of the best sellers so far?
Yeah, it is. My Shirley bar and my charcoal and tea tree face bar, which is what I use on my face to help with, you know, if you have sensitive skin and acne prone skin, it's great. But yeah, you know, having Pine Manor Naturals be such a thing with my mom, sometimes it's really hard. It's like that thing, like sometimes it's hard to look at myself in the mirror because I see my mom.
Yeah.
When I see her face, sometimes it's hard because you don't want to see it because then you're faced with the reality all over again that she's gone.
Right.
But at the same time, when I look in the mirror and I see my mom, I'm like, what a blessing, because she's in me.
Right.
She's everything good that's in me is from her. And that is such a blessing. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it stings, you know?
Oh gosh. Yeah. It's a reminder.
And same like with my son, Dante, like, you know, because I was pregnant, I was so mad at God because I was like, how could you take the most important person in my life away during the most precious time of my life?
Right.
And then bless me with such a gift with my beautiful son. Like, life is one of those things where I really learn, like, it can give, but it can also take away. And sometimes those two things live at the same time in your life. And it's beautiful. All at the same time, like I always say, my son saved me, because honestly, I don't know what I would have done if I didn't have my son to distract me in those early months. You know, like, he gave me so much purpose. And so, yeah, this Pine Manor Natural, with it being so much about mom, it's like a two-edged sword sometimes.
I bet. No, I could definitely see that too, where it's like, it can be a challenge. You know this, but my mom and I run a business together now too. And I think about that a lot, where I'm like, oh my gosh, like, this is going to be, it'll happen eventually and it's going to be horrible. But you're spot on. So with Pine Manor Naturals too, and you've got your storytelling down, like you're sharing, you know, your mom's legacy, your passion, how it's transformed your life. How did you start to create like your packages? Like, so for somebody who hasn't seen these, like, let me just give them some context. You have these bundles that are beautiful. Like, you'll do like a winter bundle and it's like all of the winter scents together, and you package them so beautifully. Like, it's so good, Miko, seriously.
Thank you.
How did you even go about, like, I guess maybe even justifying the cost for the packaging itself? Because I know for some people starting out, that could be a little scary.
Yeah, let me say something about branding. Don't get caught up in branding. I have so many people reach out to me and say, oh my gosh, you know, I'm spending thousands of dollars on designers or illustrators, creating my logos, helping me find my brand colors. Stop it. Stop it.
Got it, girl. Okay.
At the end of the day, trust me when I say that will come to you. Okay, once your purpose, passion, and mission becomes more clear as you go along, what you like, what you don't like, Trust me, it will come to you.
Okay.
In the beginning, though, stop wasting your energy, assets, time, and money on figuring out the cutest dang brand you can come up with, because guaranteed it will change.
Yeah, in like 2 months.
It will change. And then you'll start that freaking fine consuming process all over again. And let me tell you, branding is so frustrating.
It is.
Especially if you're not a creative person who can see those things in your mind, right? There are a lot of people out there who need help with those things.
Yeah.
And so for me, when I created Pine Manor Naturals, I got caught up in that black hole. I was spending money. I was like spending nights where I wouldn't sleep because I'm like, what does my little logo icon look like? Yeah. You know, I'm like, man. And so, but here's the thing with branding. Choose something that's simple. And we never want to overcomplicate our branding, but make it something that's yours. Anytime, like branding for the Budget Mom brand, and we've changed the branding for the Budget Mom in the last 9 years. I can't even tell you how many times.
Yeah.
Pine Manor Naturals, for me, I started off with the two things that were just obvious. One, I'm making it out of my garden shed. Two, I'm surrounded by pine trees. It's why I love my property, why I love my house. That became my logo for the Pine Manor Naturals. With branding, though, I really want people to understand it will come to you. If you're sitting there beating yourself up, spending all this money, thinking about it, and you can't sleep at night and all these things, which we, as a small business owner who has a passion for what they're doing, I understand that you're in that place, because I've been multiple times.
Me too.
Start spending that time and energy doing more purposeful things for your business.
I think that's really, really good advice too, because it does seem like we get caught up in
that. You're talking about like my gift boxes.
Dude, like, they're so good.
My gift box is, now that the Pine Manor Naturals is making a little bit more money, I can spend money on help.
Oh, that's okay. Talk about that.
Okay. So I knew the sunflowers in my branding represent my mom, because that was my mom's favorite flower. The pine needles and pine cone represents Pine Manor, which is the property that we live on, our homestead. I combined those two things and I got my branding, but I had it in my mind. Like, I knew that's what I wanted, but I didn't know how to get it down on paper.
Yeah.
And so I hired a company to help me solidify that image and get it out of my head and onto paper. I could spend $500 doing that.
Yeah.
And so, I had to wait though, where my business was in a position where I could spend that money comfortably on something that I wouldn't usually dedicate so early on in the property. I wouldn't usually use money, revenue that I'm making, because there are other things like having a savings account. It's so important for your business. We all say personally, you need emergency fund. Your business needs one too.
Yeah.
Even more so if you have employees, because let me tell you, not enough owners, business owners say this. The money you make from your business is not yours. It's your business's and it's your employees. The money you make from your business is what supports the lifestyles of your employees. Wrap your mind around that.
So true.
That's a lot of freaking responsibility.
Oh, and
I don't take that lightly, because I want to treat my employees the best that I can. And so having a saving, God forbid, if anything happened to your business where you can, one, not go into debt, if you're using that money for personal reasons, you can still live, right? And you, if you have employees, you can still take care of your employees. So the day one, I am starting to save for Pine Manor Naturals, even though it's just me. I have no employees. I don't have a lot of overhead, but I know one day, if I want to step back for 4 weeks from Pine Manor and not sell anything, I can still afford to buy some new product if I want to.
Yeah, that's
huge. Some new ingredients. I can still take care of some packaging that I need to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Savings is so important as a small business owner. No debt, and get that seat. And it doesn't have to be a lot. $25 a week. $15 a week, whatever you can do, slowly start accumulating that for your business.
Talk to us about taxes with this too. Like how much do you set aside? Like how do you put it in a savings account? Like what do you do?
Taxes are hard.
It's that time of year too.
Oh, I'm in the middle of it. Hardcore.
Me too.
Yeah. One of the great things I did, you know, it's funny. I went to school for accounting. It's one of my majors. I hate accounting. And so I hired an accountant. Yeah. It's one of the things that you, as a business owner, you start to learn, you have to delegate. And you have to stop wearing so many hats. You got to ask for help in the areas that you're not an expert. And let me tell you, we're not all experts in everything. It's okay to ask for help, right? And so I have an accountant, but what I do is 30% of my gross income from both my businesses, uh-huh, I set aside into a savings account. Because taxes is the killer of small business.
Oh my God, is it ever, right? It
is so tough. Because here's the thing. Let me tell you, when I have to write $1 million check for taxes for the budget mom.
Yeah, that hurts.
It's a lot. And if I was not prepared financially for that, could you imagine?
No, I mean, it'd be devastating. Like it would literally bankrupt a lot of people.
It would. And it would destroy my business.
For sure.
As a cash flow company, I could not deal with that. And so here's the thing, same with the Pine Manor Naturals. At the end of the month, and I know my finances in and out. Okay. Mm-hmm. I track my expenses. I know how much I have coming in. I take 30% of my gross revenue. I set it aside in a savings account. When it comes time to pay taxes, mm-hmm, I have that money. I can just pull from it and go from there. You know, when it comes to finance structure and businesses, this is the way I do it. 30% automatically goes to taxes. 10% goes to future goals.
Okay.
Then you have your normal fixed expenses. Now for me with Pine Manor Naturals, it's a little bit different because I don't know how much coconut oil I'm going to go through that month. I average it. So I have an average of what my monthly expenses are. I set that aside. And then I set aside money that I allocate for me. And now what I mean for me, since Pine Manor Natural is new, every single cent I earn goes back into my business.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that I'm using that income, I'm going to the mall and doing a shopping spree. I have goals. Mm-hmm. I want a bigger soap studio. Ooh. I want to build a barndominium and have the top level be a studio.
That'd be amazing.
Where I can turn it into retail space and a full studio where I could possibly do one-on-one classes. It's just
I'll be there. I'll
it's
be
just
there.
A thought. And it's a goal. It's a big, big mm-hmm. goal. It's a big dream. So I pull a little bit aside for what I call a dream account.
Okay.
I have a dream account. Same with the budget mom. My dream account actually for the budget mom is what helped me pay for my house in cash.
Yeah.
It's these big dreams and goals where it's like, I know possibly I want that one day in the future. Mm-hmm. It's just so big right now. It's freaking me out,
right.
You know, but I'm starting the action of doing something about it to get there.
Gotcha. Is that in a savings account, Miko? Is that how you structure it?
It is. Yeah. With Pine Manor Naturals, because those savings accounts need to be more liquid, I might have to access them.
Yeah.
At any given time, I don't want them caught up, especially not in investing.
Right.
My dream account for Pine Manor Naturals, once it gets a little bit larger, it might be something I invest in. If there's 5 more plus years that I don't need to touch that money, it's a long, long-term goal. I will probably invest that in a safer type of mutual fund.
Yeah.
But the money that I might need liquid at any time, they're going in a high yield savings account or in my personal savings account at my credit union.
I love that. So you will put 30% away for your taxes, like off the get-go. You get paid immediately. That's like the first thing.
It literally is like the first thing I do every month. I it's like one and done. I don't got to think about it.
That, totally.
You know, that ain't my money. I didn't see it. It's gone. You know,
it hurts so bad, but it's
so important.
It hurts
so bad because it's like, man, I worked so hard for this.
Right.
And it's gone. And for what? You know, I'm not a fan of taxes. I have a lot of personal opinions about them, especially when it comes to the budget mom, when I'm writing really huge, I'm like, geez, the money that the things that I could be doing with this money right now, like I could have just gave all my employees bonuses. Like what the heck, you know,
I know
so a lot of frustration around taxes, but we got to do what we got to do. And we have to be responsible about it. And that's the way I'm responsible about it.
I love that. I mean, you have to do it anyway, so you might as well do it responsibly and not get yourself in trouble.
Yeah.
So give us some context. So like, where are you at revenue-wise with Pine Manor Natural? It's been less than a year, right?
It's been, yeah. I started selling in April of last year.
Okay.
And this year was my highest month ever. We made $15,000 this month.
Mika, what?
I know. It blows my mind too.
Holy crap, girl. That's incredible.
But here's the thing with skincare and the soap making business. Your soaps, when you make them, when you make a batch of soap, you don't just get to sell them the next day.
This is true.
They have to sit on a curing rack and cure for 5 to 6 weeks. What this means, curing is just the process where the water evaporates out of your soap. Mm. It causes a harder, nicer, firmer, longer lasting, to me, better quality soap product.
Got it. You
could use soap after you make it, but it's going to last like 2 days because it's still extremely soft. Mm. It still has all that liquid and water in that bar. So curing just allows it to evaporate out. So I cure mine, everything of mine for 5 to 6 weeks. When I did my selling this month, I sold out of everything in my little garden shed. Everything.
I know. It's and gone. Fast. Cause I tried to buy some of the body lotion.
Yeah.
Bars.
We sell out within seconds. That's and wild. So, I won't be able to make any more money from Pine Manor Naturals for what? Another 5 to 6 weeks,
right?
Because I have to make the product. I have to let it cure. Mm-hmm. And so it's like one of those things where you have to be aware of your timing as well. True. And now if I was truly really, really smart and organized, I would time it where I constantly have something on the curing rack, something to sell. And I'm constantly just, you know, different areas of the soap making, but you know, I'm not quite there yet. Cause here's the thing. I'm a new mom. My baby just turned six months old. I'm on their schedule. I don't get my own schedule, right?
No, not at all.
I'm on nap time schedule.
That's right.
So I'm out there doing things when he naps and when I can, and it's not always the most efficient, and that's okay. You know, I have always said my priority will always be the budget mom. Mm-hmm. The budget mom is an extension of my heart. It's truly what I love doing. Pine Manor Naturals is my outlet. It is my savior for grieving. It's how I grieve my mom. It's what I do for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I have to give myself grace and let it be that. I never want Pine Manor Naturals to turn into something where I'm stressing about, oh, I don't have any inventory. Oh my gosh, I got to do this. I got to be up at 3 o'clock in the morning doing this and this and this, all the things that I've done with the budget mom, right? I want Pine Manor Naturals to be something where I do things when I can.
Yeah.
And I understand for a lot of new business owners, they don't get that. That's a privilege.
Sure.
That's a blessing that I get that opportunity, that I get that choice to make my own time, that I get those options because I already have a successful business.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things you have to figure out as a business owner is how much of this do you want to devote yourself to?
Yeah.
Do you want something that's going to eat up your entire life? What other priorities and goals do you have in your life outside of this business? And if you give time to this business, what are you giving up in your other values and other relationships to do so? Yeah, you have to think about that when you are starting something, because you never want to get to a point where it drastically decreases the value and relationships that you so much love just so you can have a business. Because what's going to happen? You're going to get burnt out. And you're going to say, this is no longer serving me.
Right.
What's the point?
Right.
So that's something that you should think of in the beginning, because starting a business is no easy feat. It is not something that, you know, takes a little bit of time. It is progression. It is growth. It takes time. It takes hard work. Sometimes it does take long hours. Now, am I saying that I'm not out in the soap shed at 3 o'clock in the morning? Some days, no, I am.
But it's your choice.
It's a balance, right?
That makes sense.
So that's another big pointer, is you have to think about having this business and what it does to the rest of your world.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a very fair point too, especially when you're growing a business. Sometimes we do it because we want the time freedom and we fail to realize that sometimes we just created a new prison. We're like, oh shoot, I thought I was getting out of this. And now
You're like, I want more time. Yeah. And you're spending more time working.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. Exactly. Yeah. Like, something's not right here.
Yeah.
But I love it so much. And I'm so grateful that you were willing to share a little bit more about Pine Manor Naturals. I just have been loving everything that you're up to there. I think it's so beautiful and it's so cool. And I know you said don't focus on branding, but everybody has to go check yours out because it's so good. It's like, what a fun package to receive. If I open that, I'd be like, oh, thank you. Like, it's
just beautiful. And that was, that's another thing that I had to think about with Pine Manor Naturals. What do I really want this to be? Do I want, obviously, I knew natural all the way, but I also wanted it to be an experience.
Yeah.
For people. You know, when I made my Wild Rose gift sets for Valentine's Day, I had a lot of single moms reach out to me and say, oh, I want this for myself.
Aw.
I wanted to give them experience, an experience when they open my package, when they use my products, to let them know that they are loved.
Mm-hmm.
That was my biggest thing. And so with my branding, I don't think about it just as branding, but I think about it as an experience.
Mm-hmm.
It really can be that. And so thank you. That makes me so happy because I have spent a lot of thought. I do put a lot of thought and effort into my.
Oh, I know you do. You can tell. You can tell. Well, it's very carefully curated. It's thoughtful. It's like, you'll include little samples of soap. Like, it's like, hey, let me give you a little gift. So it's kind of going above and beyond. Like, I get it, girl. I think it's amazing. I love seeing it.
Thanks.
And congrats on $15,000 a month.
Yeah, it was $15,000 revenue. And I spent just a little over $4,000 in expenses. And so,
Well done.
Okay. Hey, we made made a pretty good margin.
Yeah.
And I'm getting better at learning the things that I need to buy in bulk and the things that I'm okay with doing smaller quantity. That's another big, right? For the more you can buy, the cheaper you can get it. And when you're dealing with skincare, things have an expiration date. And so you're constantly fighting that battle of how much do I order? And I don't want it to go bad.
Right.
I mean, oils and butters, they have a shelf life of 1 to 2 years. Other products like goat milk powder, only 2 months.
Oh,
so
wow.
So you really have, like, I just bought the most beautiful ocean algae that makes the most beautiful green in soaps. But it has a shelf life of 1 month. And holy so you're crap. Constantly fighting that battle of how much can I order with getting the best discount, but it not going bad.
Yeah, no doubt. That would be tough. That's like that's a hard one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, if you learn any tips, let us know because we would love to bring you back on and chat. I think it's so fun to see how you've built this business really, truly, like, on your own time as a passion project, still debt-free, and really reinvesting the profits when you can into bettering the business. Like, it's very inspiring. Yeah. And I just wanted to say thank you for sharing that with us.
Yes, thank you so much.
All right, pal. Before we officially wrap up, are you down for some rapid-fire questions?
Okay, hit me.
You're like, all right.
I'm ready.
Stretch over here. Okay, first question. Where's one location you're dying to travel to?
Yellowstone.
Have you been?
No.
What?
I know. It's crazy.
It's that too close.
I know. And Glacier. Me and my husband got this map of all the national parks where you can add a picture when you go.
Cool.
It's completely blank right now. We've never been to one. Not one national park.
What?
And so this year we're going to be going to two. Have we figured out what those two are yet? No. I'm hoping Yellowstone's kind of my bucket list.
It's pretty cool.
And it's one that I want to go during winter. I know that sounds strange, but the wildlife I heard is amazing. So yes, a national park of some sort.
I love that so much. Okay. Okay, deal. My next question for you. So what's one book that you find yourself either gifting or recommending to others most often?
Oh, that's such... Profit First is a big one. I give that. I recommend that a lot to a lot of small business owners. Obviously, My Money, My Way. is up there. Yeah. My book, I have a lot of friends in my friend circle who are wanting to start my process. So that's one that I give a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny. I don't gift a lot of books, but I gift a lot of gratitude journals.
Oh, okay.
That's like, I know that's kind of strange because I feel like gratitude journals, practicing gratitude in my life has just been such a game changer. I want to gift that to other people and teach other people how to do that consistently in their life. And so I do, I do gift, like for Christmas, all of my friends get a gratitude journal.
That's cool. I love that. What is one purchase you recently made that has made your life better?
Oh, so that is such a good, okay. Probably one of those. So my son's teething really bad. The little teethers that you can stick fresh frozen fruit inside of, and then they can suck on them. Game changer. And does it make a mess? Yes, but girl, pick your battles. Clean up the mess. It's okay. It is worth it. Because you know they're whiny and they're cranky, but the moment I give that to him, he's like happy and content. I'm like, this is great. And let me tell you. The 11-year difference between my first son and this son, there has been so many things that have come out mm-hmm. in the child area arena where I'm just like in the baby arena where I'm like, I wish I had this 11
years ago. Sure. That is a lot of change though. I mean, 11 years is a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay. Noted. I will put that away for future reference. Okay, my last question for you. In your opinion, what is the secret to financial success?
Self-discovery. Financial success, when we talk about finances, the first step is knowing yourself. Change doesn't happen. You can write budgets all day long. You can make as many debt payments as you want. You can sit there and save all the money in the world. It's not going to matter if you don't know yourself. And this step of knowing yourself, the hard work, the self-discovery, the growth is the step that's often skipped. It's why the Budget Mom exists. I want people to understand that the underlying factor to success when it comes to your money is understanding who you are. When you have that down, your financial goals, values, dreams, budget, debt plan, everything that seems so overwhelming and complicated and all the little social TikTok videos you're watching right now will get so much easier. They will basically write themselves. So if my number one tip is you got to know why you're in the position that you're in, whether good or bad, you have to know your money story, your relationship with money, why you spend the way you do, why you have the debt you do. Is it bad or good? It doesn't matter, but you got to understand it. You got to accept it. And then you got to move past it. We can't get in that. A lot of people, when I put this on journey on self-discovery, they sit there and they obsess over all the mistakes that they have made. They feel that guilt, that shame. It's okay to feel that. We need to feel that. But then we need to accept it, process it, and move on so we can make better decisions in our future. So I would definitely say knowing yourself.
That is such a beautiful way to wrap this up. Miko, thank you again for coming back on the show and sharing more about Pine Manor Naturals. I am so grateful and I'm so pumped for you to see what happens in the future. This is going to be awesome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, what'd you think? Wasn't this such a good episode? Did you cry as much as I did? I think Kimiko is such a rock star at telling stories and putting heart and soul into truly everything that she does. And I don't think that this episode was any different. It was just beautiful. It was heartfelt. It was heartbreaking. It was something that I will for sure carry with me for a long time. I'm curious for you, what was your takeaway from this conversation? I would love to hear from you. So do me the biggest favor and tag me on Instagram. I'm at Whitney_Hansen_co and tag Kimiko's soap business too, Pine Manor Naturals. It's on Instagram as well, both of which are linked in the show notes. Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate you. I hope you're having a great week, and I will see you on Friday for 5 Tip Friday or next week for another episode of the Money Nerds Podcast. Bye.